8:18, Monday morning, hello. National Radio 1. Let's bring in Mr. Ricky Gervais. Here he is. Hello. There he is! Look, it's Ricky Gervais.
It's very formal.
Mm. It's just like Letterman when we walk you in, right?
We're sort of a cross between Letterman and Steve Wright.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not an insult.
Well,
that's not an insult.
It's a good thing.
Steve Wright is the. It's like a happy place. When I do Steve Wright, you go in there and nothing bad is happening in the world when you're on the Steve Wright show, and that's a good thing.
Well, it's just like that here.
Yeah. No, I know. I like the way you discipline your staff as well. If they go wrong, make them do it again.
You got
to. It's the only way to learn.
Well,
they're making you look bad.
You know, this is a good experience. This is a good platform for them.
Yeah.
You know, don't mess it up.
Well, it's a good platform for me. I can't believe my luck.
I can't believe you're here.
Well, some people are saying it's like two great comedy minds. Like three.
Well,
great comedy minds.
Thank you very much. Don't forget Rachel across three.
Three and a half.
Some people say I'm letting my standards slip.
Well, I'm thinking he must be desperate to plug this DVD. You know.
I did the show the other week at the London Tonight, and I came on there and they said, so you're just here to plug stuff, aren't you? I wanted to go, no, I've come to meet you two. Because I really want to be your mates.
I love the show. I'm a serious planner. I watch it, doesn't matter what the news is, I watch you guys.
Thank you very much.
Well, welcome to the show.
My pleasure.
First of all, tell me about Extras. Is the character based on anybody in real life?
No, it's not, but it's a good question.
Alright.
It's a good question.
Well, anyway, thanks for coming in, the DVD is out now.
People used to ask me that about David Brent, like I was going to say yes. His name is Norman Stolwell of 13. After it went out like he was the boss from Hell and the worst man in the world, people would still run up to me in the street and go, oh, people say I'm just like David Brent. Like they were pleased with that.
Yeah.
But then, well, you got to look at yourself in a different way.
It's based on you, complete stranger.
Yeah, exactly,
I knew about you. People wrote to me. I then wrote about the character.
No, it's not based on anyone. It's sort of based on... Was that a serious question, though? Because it is a good one.
What?
I could answer it.
It was only a joke from off the air, but if you want, you can answer it.
No, it's not based on anyone.
Okay. You see, but now with the shows going out in America, now, are you aware of, because of this is a bit of a tenuous thing, but it's the same thing.
Go with it.
There's a story about J.K. Rowling, right? She's doing a book signing in America.
Yeah.
And people would hand her stuff. And someone would lean over her shoulder and take it from them. And she wasn't allowed to touch them. In case they'd written an idea.
That she might have been in,
which
yeah, exactly.
Then might be connected to, she might have written something in a book and they'd go, oh, I've got an idea for
what, so that they could claim ownership of the idea?
So
well,
they could
the main thing is that often you're going to come over the same ideas.
Yeah.
So someone at home, fuming, poor, sees something a bit like it. She's got 300 billion, trillion pounds. They're going to sue. And it's just a hassle. So the best thing is to have no connection with anything, never see anything, never, you know, it must be, people must be queuing up to, you know, to basically take a bit of a money.
Well, here's I'm going to give you an idea now. It's verbal, so you can't stop me. You should do a second series.
So that's your idea now, isn't
it? Yeah.
So basically this is, there's witnesses. In fact, there's about 5 million witnesses.
7.5.
Really?
Yeah.
Well done.
Don't sound so surprised.
Is that the highest rated show then?
No,
Wogan. Is it Wogan?
Wogan.
Oh, but he's
we don't count him.
But he doesn't do guests, hence you're here.
Exactly.
I
could boost. I could put that. Well, how does he get then?
He gets all the Waiting for Godot's. He gets all the oldies, so he gets about 1 million more than we do, I think.
It's an aging population, though, isn't it?
Exactly.
But he gets all the people.
When they die.
Yeah.
He's
we're laughing.
It's only a matter of time, Ricky.
We've gone back and we've traced the baby booms of the last 40 years, and we reckon that give it another 5 or 6 years, we're in the money.
Brilliant.
You know, when they start.
But then, of course, by then, you'll be listening to Wogan.
Well, hopefully I'll still be here. But, yeah, you might.
Well, I hope you are.
Thanks very much.
If you're here, I know exactly where you are.
When I met you a couple of months ago in the reception at Radio 1, you said, I'd come on the show, but I don't get up.
I know.
But you're up.
I went to bed at 9 o'clock last night, because I'm slightly jet-lagged. I got back from the States beginning of the week, and I thought it's like a hangover you think you've gotten away with till midday, and then it comes back. And I thought I was all right, and then from, like, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I've been going to bed, waking up at 2 a.m, and I'm awake.
How long were you in America for?
Only a week. But it's just terrible. That flight from LA is just, I don't know why.
I was fine flying first class, sort of set out.
I did that, and I slept. I went BA first class. You know,
I love first class.
it's great,
nice.
Isn't it? And Virgin Upper Class is good as well, you know, I'm not gonna...
Yeah, well, that, you know, that's, there are pros and cons for both, I think.
Well,
we get free flights now? You go for one, I'll go for the other one.
I'll go BA.
Okay, I'll go Virgin Upper
Class. You should do a comparison, shouldn't you, really? One each, and then meet back and discuss the pros and cons of
each. That's a great idea for a TV show for Channel 4. It's an hour-long documentary.
With Jimmy Carr.
Friday night.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I love that.
That's half my idea.
I watch. Well, yes, no, that's fine. we'll split it 50-50.
I'll be a script associate.
Okay. What should we call it?
Ricky Gervais and Chris Moyles fly to...
Come fly with us.
LA.
Imagine that.
What's that?
Come fly. That's ahead of a show, isn't
Say
it?
Say it, Reese.
Fly back and think of England.
Fly back and think of England.
Brilliant.
Okay, it's done.
Perfect.
I can get this on.
Oh, that was easy. Again, well, thanks for coming in. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So the Extras DVD is out now.
It is.
That's the plug.
Yeah. You don't have to plug anything.
And what are the extras on the DVD?
Well, the extras are my favourite bit, as always, because I've obviously, in the edit, I've seen every contour of every face girding in every situation for about 300 times. So the extras are sort of like fresher to me. And me and Steve sort of spend a lot of time on the extras. There's a whole documentary of behind the scenes.
I like them.
Seeing the megastars and their natural environment.
Sure.
There's a documentary of me torturing my editor. I dress him up, I made him into Pig Boy and Robot Man.
That's nice.
Little Nigel Williams. And Nigel Williams is one of those people that's sort of so sweet, and I think I can say this on Breakfast Time, he looks like a lesbian, if you know what I mean.
You can say that? Yeah.
Yeah. And you'll know exactly what I mean. He looks like a cross between a lesbian, whatever they look like.
Yeah. Like editors.
And Pob.
Right.
Yeah.
With a big sticky ears.
I'm still torturing him at a distance. If he's listening now, he's fuming, which is what I'm for. This is why most of my friends.
Is this the guy that you masking tape to a chair?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a long running theme. Yeah. It's called sort of like outsider art. It's,
right.
I use sort of found objects just around the editing suite. I say found objects. I usually go into reception and get sort of like tape, scissors, bits of cardboard.
It's good to see that you take the whole editing process so seriously.
Well, Steve, once he was looking for the camcorder, because Sam Jackson was leaving and he couldn't find it because I was in the editing suite filming Nigel.
Strapped to a chair.
He came and said, what, like Sam Jackson's not interesting enough for you?
I love the vibe, by the way. It's Sam Jackson. It's not Samuel L. It's Sam. I love that.
Oh, dear.
No, I love that.
I know.
But that's what people do, though, isn't it, when they get to know them?
Well, no, to be fair, he calls himself
Sam. I'm not criticizing.
It's not like I overstepped the mark and started going in, hey, Jacko, how's it hanging?
Samuel L. Jackson, nice to meet you. Sam, is it?
Hi, hi. Yeah.
However, I am Ricky.
Yeah, Mr. Gervais to you.
How far on into writing the next series are you?
Honestly, about 3 pages.
Because I've seen the documentaries before on The Office, and I know you take the writing process extremely seriously. And Stephen doesn't get annoyed with you at all.
I know. Well, I have the attention span of a 5-year-old, Stephen has to make sure certain things don't happen. Like, I mustn't have a big meal at lunchtime, because then I fall asleep like a snake.
Does he know you that well?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Well, he says it's that. I know it's the fact that despite how well The Office has done, he still doesn't want to spend more than £5 on lunch. And that is absolutely true. We can walk up and down Charlotte Street, right, and go, Rick, that's a bit much. It's like £7.99. I mean, he's made £1 billion, you know. I don't want to stitch him up for when he takes a lady out again and he argues over pudding, but he's made £1 billion, right? Unbelievable. But, you know.
Well, stay around, stick around.
Yeah.
We've got so much, we've got more great questions about extras.
Oh, you've got some great tunes as well.
We've got,
what have you got?
We've got.
Play Westlife again.
Later. You get too much of a good thing, you know. No. So maybe later.
Okay.
But we're going to play a bit.
Almost certainly.
We're going to play, we're going to play a bit of Will Young. I know you're a big fan of.
I am.
From Friday's show, which he did live in Southampton. This is an acoustic version of his new single, Switch It On. It's a slow acoustic version. Without any drums. Here it is.
I can see I'm a little unstable. There's no way.
There you go. That's Will Young, live from Friday, Switch It On. You are blown away by the acoustic version.
Great.
Of that. which was great. And Reese, you were there as well, weren't you?
Loved it.
You get your photo with him?
No.
No.
Nobody did.
It's changing. Anyway, Ricky Gervais is here, everybody. Hey! Was David Brent based on... right, so stay around. Can we get you a coffee or a croissant or anything like that?
I'm always worried about how to pronounce croissant. Do you pronounce the T or don't you?
I don't think you do.
I don't know. It's one of those words you fudge in case someone picks you up, in case Stephen Fry's in the room.
Would you like some fudge?
What?
You said fudge.
I said Stephen Fry.
But you said it's a word... Doesn't matter.
No, croissant. In case someone who's eloquent and educated,
right?
And they go, well, actually, it's
croissant.
We can do your bacon sandwich.
No, I'll have a coffee. That'll be fine.
Really?
Is this on air now?
Yeah, we're on the air now.
I can't know.
The red light is on.
Wow.
We're on.
And you're happy with this?
Yeah.
Will this be the best of Link?
You didn't hear 7 till 8.
You're number one in the podcast. What do you put on that?
It's a best of.
Will I make the best? I'll be gutted now if I don't make the best of.
All we have to do is find 15 minutes from the entire week.
We're on for 15 hours a week. The podcast is 20 minutes long.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's really hot. I'm going to listen to it when I get back.
Yeah.
This is going to be radio gold, isn't it?
Oh, this is. We might drop this bit out.
Have you won a Sony Award? You haven't?
No.
I haven't.
No. Have you not?
No. One year we made the shortlist, didn't even get in the top three, and one of the judges was Dr. Fox, and I said, why didn't we win? He said, because you're not very good. It was good of him.
We've always found him hugely overrated
He must have been the judge on our tape for the last 8 years. Anyway, more from Ricky in just a bit. We'll play Kaiser Chiefs in a second. Are you down with those flavours?
It's good. It's just that when you say more from Ricky, I feel that wasn't a link. What? I feel like I haven't delivered.
That was more just a...
That was like a preamble. Coming up next, Radio Gold.
Exactly. This led it well for the podcast, I'm telling you. Let's get some news from George. Just gone 8:32.
And the nominations are out for this year's British Comedy Awards. Ricky Gervais's Extras, out now on DVD, is up for a record 5. Last year, Ricky was pipped to the post by Little Britain, and he's up against Matt Lucas and David Walliams again in the Best Actor category. It's 8:37.
That's great. Well done. Thank you. That was seamless, I think, that bulletin.
Not quite seamless.
Right, well, yeah, there were a couple of flaws in it, but at least you're putting the effort in.
Hey, yeah, exactly, and I got the plug in for Extras, didn't I?
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, we heard that.
Good.
We heard the plug for Extras.
Yeah, it was nice, that, George.
Good. Thought I'd make an effort. If I can't press the buttons in the right order, I might as well make an effort.
Good girl.
I think you've been a bit harsh on yourself.
Well, I'll try better tomorrow.
This is going out as well, is it? Okay, I just want to check. Okay, this is... Okay, good.
This
could make the podcast.
It's light and shade.
What day does it go up?
That's what it is. It's light and shade.
It's analysis.
Oh, it's like jade.
But you must know, it's the same with Extras. If it was funny in every scene,
yeah,
it would be too much.
Actually,
you need to have those scenes that are just there.
Yeah.
With the greatest respect... You know what I mean?
Can't be funny all the time. It's not about funny. Sometimes we cut out the jokes to maybe push forward the plot or maybe the characterisation.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what you're doing now. You're setting this up.
Yeah.
Still integral to the whole show.
So come 8:49, there's going to be a big peak.
Back to the fun.
Yeah.
Back to the fun. I'm very
coming up soon. 8:49.
We must talk, by the way, later about my mention in Extras. Not yet, but we'll talk in a bit.
Yeah, it was cut though.
I know.
It was cut for time.
Don't give it away.
Oh no! But there could be another one.
Well, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Because reuse the gag. Because no one saw it.
Good thinking.
Or maybe not.
Good thinking.
Or you decide what you want to do yourself. In your own show. Thank you, George and Carrie.
Thank you.
All right. And it's 8:39. More comedy in 2 records time.
Our holidays are over, so we're back across the nation. We broadcast to the whole UK on Britain's favourite station. But now we're also on the air across the USA. So put down your hot dogs and your guns and shout hip hip hooray.
Mom, it's tickle time!
The Chris Moyle Show, now live across America. National Radio 1.
And we're back.
Conversation over.
Audio Bullies and Bang Bang record thing. And Ricky Gervais is here. All right. We're now on.
My pleasure.
This will now go on the podcast.
This, yeah, okay, right, this okay, you go. Start.
Okay.
Radio Gold coming up.
Woo! We've got some questions from some of our listeners for
I'll
you.
Your headphones on, then.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
It won't affect the Barnet. You'll be fine.
No, go on.
That's Cockney for hair.
No, I've never understood that one.
Barnet Fair.
Barnet Fair. Right.
I think it's Barnet Fair hair.
That makes sense. And what does it mean when you call someone a Burke? Right, okay, let's
I don't know.
You know that one, don't you?
No.
You do?
I don't know.
Is it rude?
It's Berkshire Hunt.
Right.
Is it?
Ah, okay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, foxes.
Yeah.
It's topical. Right. The season's just started, hasn't it?
No, there is no season. No. It's banned. They're breaking the law. They're breaking the law. Arrest them.
You're on a roll this morning, Dave.
Huh?
You're on a roll.
Heard over the weekend. I thought the season had just started. Anyway, it's 8:47.
Oh, right, okay. Right, so questions.
Go on, then.
Okay.
Brilliant.
I will play them.
We'll cut all this out.
No, don't worry.
A tight 20 minutes, once
this,
a week.
This
go
is,
on.
It's very relaxed.
Okay.
We'll play them, introduce themselves, and you can choose whether or not you want to hear the question.
Okay.
If you don't like the sound of them, you can say no.
Oh, well, I'm not going to do that.
We give you the choice, though.
Well, no, that's slightly fascistic. I'd be judging them on their what? Their accent, their demeanour, it's not fair. Never judge a book by the cover.
Okay, well, you haven't heard them yet, to be fair.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, Ricky, it's Dale. I'm a taxi driver from Corsham, and I've got a question for you.
Definitely.
Okay.
Hello, Ricky. Are the extras in Extras actually extras, or is it just your mates who can't get work?
They're all qualified, bona fide extras.
Right.
Brilliant. That's it.
Like, but Jimmy Nail apparently used to put his mates in shows.
Well, if my mates can't get work, I drop them like a hot potato. They're losers.
Right,
fair
enough.
I move on to, you know, friends with jobs.
Good. I like that. All right, well, there you go, Dale.
Hi, Ricky. I'm Sean, and I'm from Edinburgh, and I'm a temp, and I really, really want to ask you a question.
Yeah, definitely.
See, now, if it was me, I'd say no to her.
Why?
Because she sounds too keen.
Well, that's the reason to choose them, isn't
it? Well, I don't know.
I used to hate that when I knew the question in class and I put my hand up and the teacher said somebody else. That really annoyed me. I thought that was really unfair. I wanted to show off.
Okay.
Right.
Well, you can... Here we go, then.
Have you ever wanted to, or have you ever dressed as a woman?
Bingo.
Yeah. Yes, I have.
You wanted to, or you have dressed as a woman?
I have dressed as a woman once. For comic relief, I dressed as Marilyn Monroe. And apparently I look more like Ruth Ellis, the last woman to be hanged. There you go.
I like that.
When I grew up, well, first time I grew a goatee for David Brent, I thought I'd look a bit like Robert De Niro. And someone said I look like Noel Edmonds. So there you go.
We're very similar.
Someone followed me down the street, first time I was in Radio 1, and said, are you Chris Moyle?
No, they
didn't. Yes, they did. I've been mistaken for you, Johnny Vegas. It used to be David Bowie and Dave Sylvian 20 years ago, and now it's you and Johnny Vegas. Brilliant.
So you've reached a plateau now?
Yeah. At least I've got an excuse.
Well...
I'm middle-aged.
Well,
your excuse?
I don't look like Chris Moyles anymore.
No, you don't, no.
People say to me, where's your goatee beard? I haven't got a beard for 5 years.
And what was all this? There's pictures of you training as well, wasn't there, in the paper a while ago?
That was a while ago.
Do you see what happened to me? I've started exercising, and I was out running with my iPod, which I think are brilliant.
Yeah.
Apple. I think I think iPods are amazing.
You can listen to the podcast on your iPod.
That's what I'll do.
Yeah.
And it was in the Sun, and there was a picture of me, and the headline was iPodge.
How rude.
That is the Sun at their best.
Yeah,
I've got to give him that. I've got to give him respect for that.
I get roly-poly DJ a lot.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Or Motormouth.
Motormouth is normal one.
That's another one.
That's all right. Motormouth's all right, isn't it?
Or Fat. That's another one, but that's just rude.
Well, I prefer Fat. Someone said Stocky Comedian once. And Stocky's much worse, because it's like your genetics are fighting it. There's nothing you can do about Stocky, because you can get thin, but you'll still be big-boned. So I prefer... Chubby Funster.
Beautiful.
That's what Rob Brydon calls me, the Chubby Funster.
God love him. Here's another question.
Hi, Ricky. My name's Richard Balchin from West Sussex. I work for an airline, and I've got a question for you.
Definitely.
Might get an upgrade.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't get an upgrade past first.
Or Virgin Upper Class.
Yeah. Told you, Dave, when you get on a plane, never turn right. That's what you got to aspire to. Mm.
Except on EasyJet, otherwise you end up in the cockpit.
There is that.
Ricky, are you happy with the abbreviation of your name? My name's Richard, and my friends call me Dickie, but I'm not sure if I like it.
Well, Dickie, you should never. What's in a name? A rose by any other name would smell as sweet, but Dickie is a funny name. My name's not abbreviated. I'm christened Ricky.
Really?
Gervais. I nearly said my middle name then.
Have you? Why is that embarrassing?
It's just as embarrassing.
Really?
I mean, the whole name. I mean, Ricky is what you call. It's okay when you're five or an Alsatian, but it's not great when you're a 40-year-old man, Ricky. No, but it is Ricky Dean Gervais.
Dean.
D-E-N-E.
That is lovely.
That is
a good proper.
Isn't there a river, Dean?
I don't know. Yes, there is. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Is that D-E-N-E as well?
Yeah. Think
that's
so.
Down in the West Country.
Think
isn't
so.
It?
Yeah.
That is a good proper council estate name, Dean.
It is.
That's D-A-N. Is that version?
And yours is what?
Well, I was a council estate boy.
Yeah.
But my mum said she said I sent your father down to do it. He must have been drunk. She's convinced you're not meant to spell Dean that way.
And how do you spell it?
D-E-N-E.
D-E-N-E. Yeah, that's wrong.
I had to get registered in SAG, the American sort of equity,
right,
to do this film, right? And I gave a name in, and they said, there's already a Ricky Gervais. What is the chances of that?
Well,
so I had to.
Ricky Jarvis or something?
No, it's no.
Like
it's
Ricky Dean.
I had to be Ricky Dean Gervais, yeah. So in America, I'm Ricky Dean Gervais.
Ricky Dean.
Isn't that the story behind David Walliams? Isn't he David Williams? But
I think so.
He changed it because no one's called Walliams, are they? That's a ridiculous name.
I've not. Oh, talking about that. At the last week, I'm glad I'm on the biggest platform in.
Mm.
I have never slagged off Little Britain. And there was a thing in an interview. Someone said to me, "Oh, you turned down the chance to put out Brent Dolls." And I said, yeah, I thought it was a bit tacky. And the journalist said, he didn't say anyone, but he clearly means Little Britain. Then a journalist picked up on it and said, Ricky Gervais has been slagging off Little Britain. Who do you think he is? Not true. The first thing you do is call Matt and David. And they said, yeah, we know. You wouldn't say that. At no point was I thinking of them or meaning them. It just wasn't right for the office. And that's what I meant. And the other thing, this is great. This is getting off my chest.
Point of view, this.
Brilliant. I'm going to come on Chris Moyle's show once a week and say what's true and what's not.
Yeah.
What's true and what's not.
Fact.
Yesterday's
Ricky Dean.
yeah. And in another interview, someone said, why didn't you take the part in Pirates of the Caribbean? And I said, oh, it was such a small role. I didn't want to sort of spend 3 months in a Winnebago just to pop up as a pirate. It's not what I do, really, did I? Someone picked it up and said, Ricky Gervais, attack on Mackenzie Crook. So I phoned Mackenzie Crook straight away. I didn't say it. Oh, you must get this. People start putting words into your mouth.
People, you say one thing and it comes out, you know, the wrong way.
Yeah, terrible.
Who is there anybody you do want to slag off, though, officially?
Huntsmen.
Right.
People who like to
hunt
foxes for pleasure.
Right.
No, but the thing is, an interview, you talk for about 2 hours and you talk about yourself and what your likes are and dislikes, and if they find one little thing, oh. The first journalist even said he didn't mention anyone, but.
Who he meant.
Yeah, this is what he meant. And then, of course, when it's repeated, it's, slagging off Little Britain again.
Mm.
I'd never slag off anyone, so, I wouldn't slag off people I didn't like, so I certainly wouldn't slag off Matt and David.
Right.
So. Good, we got that settled. This is brilliant.
It's good.
Once a week, I could come in here, yeah. Ricky, just for me.
Ricky says, fact.
Yeah.
We'll just have a phone line set up, and if you're going through the paper,
then I can do it.
Just ring up and go, yeah, can I, yeah. No, I didn't say that.
I want the hotline. I do want the Chris Moyles hotline, so I can call up when there's a line.
Page 22 of today's whatever paper. I never said fat. What I said was, thanks very much, bye.
That's great that you've got this platform, because you can do that every day.
Yeah.
You can, so there's only Wogan who's got more than you.
That's right.
Don't get into a war with Wogan.
No.
Well, no, not again.
Oh, have I missed something?
No. It's we love.
I've missed half the population. He's got.
We have respect. I have a lot of respect for Terry Wogan, genuinely.
So
but when you do a Say No to Wogan campaign,
sometimes it doesn't go down
people
well.
People take it the wrong way.
What's that? Oh, you mean listen to Ian instead of Wogan? Oh,
yeah.
that's all right.
Which we did, you know.
That's...
We said he can have all the old people. We want the young ones. That's all it was.
But you've pretty much got that, haven't you? I imagine.
Yeah.
More or less, we just wanted more.
Yeah. We're just greedy. Plus, it helps with the contract negotiations when the figures go up.
You could call it greed, or you could call it sort of.
I wouldn't say greed.
Competition.
Oh, yeah.
Healthy competition. That's what England's all about, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the whole of the UK.
and Eddie the Eagle Edwards. Easy for me to say.
Is he on Radio 2 as well?
Yeah.
Don't take anybody.
He should be.
Seriously, Dermot O'Leary, Eddie the Eagle.
Downhill
what a lineup
Eddie.
They've got now these days.
Right, that was Chris Moyle slagging off Dermot O'Leary, not me.
Oh, that's fine. Dermot, okay. Dermot understands my strange ways.
That's all right, then.
I love him and hate him at the same time, but I don't. I just love him.
Because, yeah, so do I.
You know.
I like him.
Yeah.
I like his little shaved
head. Didn't you say, though, that you thought his range of merchandise was very cheap? All the Dermot dolls.
All the Dermot O'Leary dolls, yeah.
You said he doesn't even sound like him. When you pull the string, it doesn't sound anything like him. Oh, to be sure. Big brother, little brother.
He's, right.
No.
I mean, his name's Irish.
And also, Dermot.
I think his accent is.
No, that's what I mean. It doesn't sound, the dolls don't,
oh, see,
you know.
And his initials are doll as well, interestingly. How weird is that?
Oh, yeah.
Fascinating. Right, we need to, we had one more question, but it doesn't.
Oh, we're on the air now. That was good.
Red light.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Still on.
Okay, great.
Right, one more question. I need to do.
I'm impressed that you press all your own buttons and stuff. Yeah. A man in your position.
No, you've got to do it yourself.
Second biggest DJ in Britain.
Got to do it yourself. Technically, Wogan's a broadcaster. So I am the.
Doesn't he play records?
Well, yeah, but he's broadcaster. You wouldn't call him a DJ, would you? Something to him.
But is that a thing that comes with respect or age, or is there an actual category?
Money.
Okay. Is he better? Has he got more than
probably.
That? Really?
Yeah.
He's been there for a long time.
Well,
to be fair,
exactly. Probably on bonuses.
You're new money, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you? I can see you spent yours on sovereign rings.
I love Lizzie Duke.
Oh, that's some Argos, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's quality though, quality stuff. Don't knock it.
They have a special section in the corner of Argos for the Elizabeth Duke stuff.
I still love going through the Argos catalogue.
It's good, isn't it?
What do you do first? What sort of stuff?
I like the hi-fi stuff.
I'm electronics.
Yeah, I like gadgets. Camping. I always look at camping and fishing. Mm. I've never been camping and fishing
really?
In my life. But I think if there was a war, I could take that and I could live underground.
Brilliant. You wouldn't do much fishing, probably though.
No. I've liked the idea of fishing, but, you know, I like the idea of sitting there with a friend, right, in the twilight years, just having a few cans, but then it's the bit when you rip the fish's face off and smash it with a mallet that I don't like the idea of.
Maybe just give it a try.
Yeah, maybe just do it for sport. Yeah. Well, I go, I could have caught you, couldn't I? And when he admits it, I go, right, definitely I won, didn't I? And the fish nods and I go, right, on you go.
Yeah.
And it's just like when you shake hands, you don't have to fight. Behind the bike sheds.
But don't knock it until you tried it. You know, maybe there's pleasure with the fishes. Maybe it's a...
Not for them,
well,
surely.
Well, having a huge hook stuck through the lip.
Well, how do you know they might be fishing around going, please let it be me?
Yeah, but they'd have done that without us. They'd been doing that for millions of years, wouldn't they? They'd have been sort of like throwing themselves
just going
into rocks.
Impale themselves on a shopping trolley or something.
Exactly.
If they wanted to do that...
I think the fish don't want to have their lip ripped off and then battered with a mallet. I'm pretty sure they don't want to do that.
It's a change for their normal fish life. It's
just like
different.
Foxes don't put their hands up and goes, thank God it's Saturday. Oh, I don't like my intestines. They're all on the inside. Are there any inbreds on horses?
This will be great on the podcast. This is shot nicely.
This is really good.
I've warmed up. Quick,
right,
question.
We have one more question.
Hi, Ricky. This is Longman from Longman Sandwiches. Today's specials, hot roast beef and onion.
That's great, Longman.
Just a simple closed question. Yes or no, what's your favourite sandwich?
Right, now you didn't give me the choice.
He did, yes or no was the choice.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. But listen, this is going to be so boring, my favourite sandwich. Right. It's cheddar cheese and onion.
Is it?
With a packet of cheese and onion crisps.
You like the cheese and the onion combination?
Walkers. It took a while, blue, not green and all that, but yeah, Walkers.
That's always been wrong, hasn't it?
Yeah,
the colours,
I agree.
Wrong way round.
I know, yeah, but you know, they've changed the whole concept.
Are you
they've changed
now?
The whole blue, green, cheese and onion
concept. What are they
concept.
Thinking?
I know, yeah. I love Walkers and Virgin Upper Class and iPod.
The brands
oh,
are
yes,
available.
Ricky, I knew it would be. Cheers, pal.
There you go. That was Longman. I like how he introduced himself, by the way, as in...
Hi, Ricky, this is Longman from Longman Sandwiches. Today's specials, hot roast beef and onion.
There you go.
I want to know why he's called Longman.
Because he's tall.
Oh, okay.
He's a friend of ours. Mm.
Oh, okay. All
and
right.
He's called Longman because he's tall.
Okay, fine.
And he doesn't understand what specials mean because his specials is the same every day. And we told him, that's your menu. That's not specials. The whole point of specials is it's varied.
His specials are in permanent pen.
But if it was something like liver panda, you know, panda liver, I mean, then it would be special,
like
even though it's the
liver
only...
Panda.
Liver panda, by the way.
Yeah.
They're,
good band name, isn't
session
it?
Tonight with Lamac Live. They're Sweden's finest. Right, we need to talk about, we have a competition. Now, do you want to talk about this, like, in a live and kicking way? Or do you want me to do
is
it?
Is that the TV show or is that newspeak?
The TV, you know the Saturday Morning Kids yeah. telly? Do you want me to go, now you brought along a prize, haven't you? Do you
well,
want
to do, or... yeah, well, it's sort of like, you know, it's down to you as well. I think this is, you know, a joint venture and I, you know, I've got to give you the respect you deserve.
Well, I just plug in it, really.
Yeah. No, I've got to hang out, though. Well, we thought, because it's called Extras, maybe the prize should be win a chance to be an extra in Extras.
That's brilliant.
Wow.
I love that. That is brilliant.
And maybe get the chance to feature on the Extras.
Wow.
Next DVD round.
Perfect.
What do you think?
I think that's a brilliant prize.
Excellent.
Now, we've talked about this, and Ricky and I were talking before the show. Obviously, in keeping with the TV show Extras, the prize is to win a chance to be in Extras.
An extra in Extras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't guarantee you will be in it, but well, that's the whole point of the Extras.
Well, you're certainly, you know, you'll be used and you'll be filmed, but of course, when you cut it all down, just like the podcast, there's no guarantee that I'll be on the podcast this week.
Trust me, you will. You didn't hear the first hour before you turned up. Nothing in there about a chat with our newsreader. He's had a baby.
Really? Okay, before I woke up. So the chances are you will feature somewhere because you'll be, you know, in a crowd scene or walking by or something. I mean, you won't be guaranteed a line by any means, but no. you'll probably see some part of your head.
Brilliant.
Whether it's the front or the back or, you know, Brilliant. A split second, but yeah.
Well, if you, fancy that, we're gonna need you to register first of all. However, what we're gonna do is we're gonna ask you to act a little piece of dialogue out. Now, you need to come up with something creative. And, the idea then, obviously, is once you've proved your worth as an actor, you will then win the competition, and you won't actually speak in Extras. I think that's, you know, just like an extra, you see.
But you will be a main character in Emmerdale.
Then probably get a gig.
Hmm.
That or Home and Away.
That is
Family
guaranteed.
Affair.
That is guaranteed.
So we have, what we've come up with is we've written some dialogue, which I believe you've approved.
It's just me saying, what is it?
We got it written down.
Okay, I can't remember.
Now, the idea is we want you, the listener in Listenerland, to come up with something creative. So we've written a bit of dialogue for Ricky to say, and then you get to answer. It's
I
very
need
clever.
A script, yeah. Okay. Yeah. What have I got to say?
Well, what
oh, I see. Okay, right. That's my bit, is it?
What's, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So I mean, I'll leave a little gap, and then I'll give an example of what the listener might say.
And you're gonna, I'm gonna start off with that, am I? And you're gonna do the listener's thing?
Yeah, so I'll be the listener.
Right, okay.
Okay, right, so roll tape, here we go.
What time do you call this? I've been waiting for ages. Where have you been?
I've been with Donnie Smith.
Who?
Donnie Smith, he's the fellow who lives in Chippenham.
Where?
Chippenham, it's the fellow who's got the hardware shop.
What?
Well, I had to help him out, because I had to help him with his car.
Why?
Because his car broke down.
When?
This morning.
How?
It doesn't matter. He ran over a nail.
Right, well, anyway.
Brilliant! I'm loving that. That's now, seriously, that we wrote that in seconds. And I've seen the documentary about your writing sessions.
I know, I can't believe we take years.
When you get stuck, ring us.
Okay, I will.
That's a scene.
That's a scene, isn't it? It is a scene.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna put it on the website. Basically, Ricky will say, what time do you call this? I've been waiting for ages, where have you been? And then you've got to play, you can play with who, where, what, why, when, how. You don't have to use all of them, but we obviously...
I'm actually loving this competition.
Really?
This to me is more fun than writing extras.
If you want, you can enter.
Okay.
I don't know how that would work. You'd have to put on a wacky voice.
I may
to be somebody else.
That's another competition, isn't it? Find the one that I wrote.
You need to, if you want to register now, this is how you're going to do it. You've got to register, and then we'll give you time to come up with an idea. So, get your phone out on the text. 81199 is the number, but you have to start your message with the word extra. That's E-X-T-R-A. And give us your name and where you're from. So this is genuinely to get a part as an extra in the next series of Extras.
And how many can we give away? One a day? How many have you got?
What?
How many days?
Well, you can give away as many or as little as you want.
One a day for the week.
You can do that.
Yeah. You don't want to run this competition until Christmas.
Well, no, we thought it was just one. It was just one person.
No, we can give away. Well, how many days are you doing it?
Well, we're going to do it
four.
Well, obviously, we'll
four then. We'll give away four. There's four people.
Can perfect.
Be an extra.
Yeah. Even better.
Wow.
Brilliant.
So that's me tomorrow.
Me then.
Me.
Rather than one listener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So text the word extra. And then your name, if you want to take part, and we'll choose people, and we'll ring them back, and we'll get you to do your thing and all that, and act. And you'll be on the radio acting with Ricky Gervais on tape. That'd be great.
Excellent. I did that. That you recorded that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Brilliant. That's brilliant.
Yeah, scene done.
I know it seems
four
like
four pages
don't...
written.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
No, it seems like we don't know what we're doing, but we do.
What records you got lined up?
I don't know. Where is it? The voting thing. So I know. See how many people have registered already.
Chris Moore's vote. Was it 3 seconds?
Chris Moore's vote.
You're desperate, aren't you?
Well, I just want to see how many people have got, because a lot of people forget to put extra on the beginning.
The Wogan competition's going brilliantly.
That's done.
He's had millions. It's a chance to win a saga holiday, and the boards are going mental. It's lighting up. So you bet. He's got. How many have you got?
Don't switch over. It's. Do you know what? I think it's crashed. We've had so many.
Really?
Yeah.
Excellent.
And that's not a joke. Right, so start your message with the word extra and put your name away from 81199, and then tomorrow you might be on the air acting out with Ricky Gervais live on tape, and you could be getting a part in Extras, which is great. Do you have any guaranteed big names for the next series?
Again, this is great. This is the fantastic platform. Tom Cruise is not confirmed.
Right.
I never said he was. There's a thing at the moment, right? Ricky Gervais confirms Tom Cruise. No, I don't.
And someone else as well you were confirmed with.
Who's that?
I don't know. I read in the
not
paper.
Not the Brad Pitt and Madonna thing.
Yeah, Madonna.
Madonna was mentioned.
Well, there's a slight bit of truth to that Madonna and Brad Pitt came up to me and said they were fans, and I said, right, you can be in it then. But that's it. We haven't, you know, that
exchange contract.
That's not a legally binding contract, is it?
If you get bigger names, yeah, you can drop them. And what did Brad Pitt say to you when he said hello?
He came over to me and he said, oh, I'm a fan of your show. And I went, oh, thank you. Then he lifted up his sunglasses and went, Brad, by the way. Just in case I didn't know who he was. Brilliant.
And Brad.
Isn't that sweet?
Brad who?
That's good, isn't it? He's got his feet firmly on the ground.
It says here that we on our notes that you want David Bowie and Chris Martin to appear in Extras. True?
That's true, I do.
Okay, I'll sort that out. That's not a problem.
That is true, yeah.
Yeah, I can sort that out.
But I can't tell you how negotiations are going.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you got Dave's number?
I can tell you off air.
Okay. What you said?
Oh.
You said you can tell us off the air?
Okay.
Well, we're back on now.
Okay, I won't say anything then.
I'll sort out Chris Martin, that's not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
I interviewed him, actually. He's
David,
a lovely man, isn't he?
Yeah. David, I don't know, though.
Oh, there's an interview. If you go to my website.
Right, which is?
RickyGervais.com.
Brilliant.
Again, not now.
Right.
Off air. There's an interview with Chris Martin. We'll play a record and we can play.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's your show. You start. I can't tell you what to do.
Shall I play a record?
You're the second biggest, you're the biggest DJ in Britain.
Okay.
If you don't count broadcasters.
That's right. That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. Hey, double wonder banana, start your message with the word extras. E-X-T-R-A. There you go.
Well, those I can't spell.
Yeah. Thank you, Ricky. Are you going to stay for me? You can stay? Stay?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. I'm up now.
I'm sorry to hear that. Many people get excited. It's good to see you admit it.
What?
That you're up.
No, I mean, I might as well stay here because I got up early. I can't go back to bed now.
Go waste it.
Exactly.
Why waste it? You're here now.
I might as well deliver some milk.
Yeah, if you're not normally up till 11, then, you know, enjoy this weird hour for you.
No, 10. I used to get up about 10.
Okay, well, sure. Yeah. All right. Right, we're going to do Tedious Link very late.
Yes.
You ready?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
If you want to be in Extras with Mr. Ricky Gervais, just text us your name, but start your message with the word extras. All right, 81199 is the number. Do it now. Right, Dave, Tedious Link. How
morning.
Do you get to today's Tedious Link from Friday's Tedious Link? Underworld Born Slippy.
Born Slippy was taken from the 1996 film Trainspotting, starring Ewan McGregor. Ewan McGregor is from Scotland, a bit like Liz McColgan. Liz McColgan shares a first name as Liz McLarnon, who used to be an Atomic Kitten with Kerry Katona, who now advertises Iceland. As well as being a good place to buy frozen food, Iceland is also the name of a country and home to Bjork. Bjork once famously thumped a photographer, a bit like Liam Gallagher off of Oasis. Oasis brothers Noel and Liam have got a mother called Peggy. Peggy Sue was was a big hit in the 1950s for Buddy Holly. Buddy Holly is sadly no longer with us, having died in a plane crash years ago. A plane crash is a subject of the hit US drama series Lost. Lost in Music was a big hit for Sister Sledge. A sledge is something you'd use in the snow when the weather's really cold. Cold weather is often described as being bitter, and when you think of the word bitter in the context of great records by The Verve, you think, of course, of Bittersweet Symphony, which links predictably to this morning's Tea to Sync track. It is Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve.
It's a beautiful link.
Thank you very much.
Like that. You can have that. That feature.
It's a great track, this. Yeah,
yeah. It is a great track.
It's for you, Ricky.
Is it especially for Ricky?
Yeah. I missed that last line off.
Brilliant. Verve, Bittersweet Symphony, today's tedious link, especially for Ricky Dean.
That's right, a special guest.
Seamless link.
Seamless link.
Yes.
That's a lot of work.
Thank you very much.
Every day at 5 in the morning.
Every day at 5 in the morning.
Off the top of his head.
Yeah.
You know, just...
All facts, you see there, Ricky, all facts.
Yeah. What do you mean, see there? I thought it was off the top of your head.
See there what I just said.
Right.
That was fact.
Brilliant. Well done, and a great record.
Thank you very much.
Ricky getting down with the treasure hunt theme there.
Mm.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Stop the clock and all that.
Great show.
Brilliant. This is definitely going to make the iPod, this tune.
No, we can't put music on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
there's legal issues.
Yeah, rest in MCPS.
How many downloads do you get a week on the old iPod? I've plugged your iPod show more than extras. I've got it all wrong. How many?
60,000, I think, was the last one. Wasn't
really?
Something like that. Yeah.
That's a lot. Every week?
Yeah. It gets bigger every week. So when it started off, it was like 10,000.
Still in its infancy, you see.
And is that people that's already listened to the show or that haven't, do you think, have missed it?
I think the majority of people listen, but I think a lot of people listen, you know, a lot of people listen again and stuff like that. I don't know.
Brilliant.
I said on the beginning of the podcast the other week, hello to everyone listening around the world, although we've only had about 2 or 3 people download it in America, which is a shame. And then when I came back to work the next day, there was loads of emails from people going, no, I listen. So the next week we said hello to you if you listen in America, and then people email the show going, I heard you say hello to people if you're in America listening to podcast. I listen, thanks.
Excellent.
Which is very weird. But anyway.
What do they make of the references?
They love it. They love our
quite, I don't think they understand half of it, to be honest with you.
We're on the air now. We're on the air now, and we're on the Sirius every day in America.
Oh, Sirius. Oh, yeah, I know, yeah.
So, you know, we talk about HBO, and they know what we're talking about.
Steve Merchant says H. It's a West Country thing. I didn't know it was a Northern thing.
What did I say?
H.
H. Yeah, but surely because it begins with a H.
No, it doesn't. It's HBO, isn't it? H.
It's H. But you don't say appy, you say happy.
So
surely H must be H, because that's how it's because it's happy, it's not appy.
Oh, so why don't you say qua then, instead of Q?
I do say qua.
Do you? Okay, that's right, yeah. Qua PR.
He goes shopping and being qua.
And ruh.
Yeah. Don't look at me as if I'm weird. Anyway, it's half time on the show, it's a bit where Dave always says,
let's get ready to run!
If you listen to the show every day, you'd love that bit.
That's impressive that he does it live every day as well. I'd pre-record that and get the best one. But
most people think that that's the way it's done. Actually,
that was like, what's his name? Lovely Day, when he holds
Bill
that
Withers.
Forever.
Thank you very much.
It's exactly the same.
That is the first. That's the first time anyone.
Good night.
People in America, when we first started doing the show for the American audience, they went, the guy who does the Bill Withers thing, genius. That's an American accent, though.
That's a huge compliment. Thank you very much, when compared to Bill Withers.
Right. What do we need to wrap up before we let the competition?
Thank you. Am I going now? That was good.
What do you have to do for the rest of the day? Do you know? Do you have an itinerary today?
Work with Mr. Steve Merchant on Extras 2.
Right.
Finding parts for people and.
Hello.
Yeah. Well. Here's an exclusive. Steve's gonna kill me. If we can come up with something, we'll get you in it.
Even if it's just on the radio in the background sitting on the bus.
But you know the point of this is to ridicule you, and you're happy with that. That's if you're in it, you're being ridiculed.
That's fine.
And there's no holds barred. We can go. We can Tell me. Within reason. Obviously you'd say, oh, I'm not going to do that. You could turn down, you know, and it's never nasty. It's always, sort of like gentle,
would I be ridiculed, would I be ridiculed less,
not a sexual act.
Less or more than Ross Kemp?
You'd be in it less than Ross Kemp.
No, but would I be ridiculed less or more than Ross?
I don't know.
Right.
It's topical, topical though, isn't it?
Yeah, nice. Very topical.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
What do they make of that on the American podcast?
I don't think we give it to them.
Okay, all right. about the same.
Right.
About the same.
Okay. I don't know whether that's good or bad.
Well, you'd have to show less than Les Dennis.
Right.
Okay. Which would be hard.
That's, well.
No pun intended.
Or not.
You wouldn't have to get your family fortunes out. Let's put it that way.
That's good. I like
but
that.
But if I can think of something good and you're available on that day, there'd be a little cameo. There could be a cameo for Chris Moyles. That's what I'm saying.
Hi.
Okay.
I mean, I know you're busy. I won't expect anything.
No. Well, look, we're gonna talk. Well, I'm gonna get this hotline set up once a week.
So you're the rant line.
Yeah, the rant line.
Ricky D's rant.
Yeah.
If you just switched the radio on, by the way, hi, Ricky Gervais has been with us since 5 this morning, and we're gonna give away four extra parts in Extras, where you could, in theory, be an extra in Extras.
Brilliant.
You like that?
Yeah. Mm.
If you would like to register, then send us a text with your name and where you're from. Start it with Extras, so it goes into our special computer folder.
I just thought of something.
84199.
We've missed a trick.
How?
Well, every time you said you could be an extra in Extras, you could have added available now on DVD.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well let's do that now. Okay, right? Ricky Gervais is offered a chance for you to be in Extras.
Available now on DVD.
If you would like to be, you would be an extra.
Available now on DVD.
In Extras.
Available now on DVD.
Or you might be an extra in the Extras of Extras on the DVD.
It's now sold out.
Oh no, they just ordered some more.
There's some more, they've printed some more.
81199 is the number.
And the good news is, we've kept them quite cheap because they're made in sweatshops.
Oh, that's
not
good.
True. That is not true.
It does keep the cost down, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's only joking. It's not cheap. Is it a double DVD?
Of course it is. It's packed full of extras.
Yep, that's right.
Available now on DVD. On the extras. Available now on DVD. Package.
Brilliant. And how much does it retail for? Do you know?
I don't know. 20 quid.
Do you know what, Ashley? I'll go to my cheap DVD website and I'll find out where the cheapest is.
Okay, brilliant.
And
like,
that might be a special price though on there though.
Well, that's all right. They can get it for a special price.
Can you order the DVD from rickygervais.com if maybe you live far away from a DVD?
No, there's a link to pay.com or amazon.com.
Right, so you can.
But what? It's not me. I haven't got a shop somewhere.
Well,
I ding the bell. Actually, I've got to go because I've got to open. My shop opens at 9:30. Brilliant.
And it sells, what does it sell? Just
DVDs.
Just of your stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good.
That would be lovely, wouldn't it? And I'd put a little over on and I'd kind of say, what can I do for you? Have you got extras? You only got one left, madam.
But you'd have to do that every day.
I know.
Yeah.
You do this every day.
It's not the same, though.
No.
I don't wear an overall.
No, I don't. You don't. No.
And people don't come in and go, have you got Kylie? Yeah, of course I have. Yeah, not a problem.
Well, they sort of do. they phone up and say, can you play so-and-so? And you go, yeah, I'll dig it out, love.
No, they don't.
Do you know what I mean? You're sort of, you're selling a product.
You're a music shop.
You're a music shop.
No,
you're
I'm not.
No, I'll tell you what you are. You're a fun shop.
That's, yeah.
You're a goodwill shop.
Okay.
Yeah. You're selling joy, really. You're a joy shop.
Selling dreams.
I'm not bothered about that.
You are. You're selling dreams.
I'm not bothered.
You're giving them away.
Yeah. Do you know about the part in Extras?
Yeah.
It's all right. Don't worry. You've got bigger fish to fry. Yeah.
What's Wogan's number?
Well, he doesn't
have 666.
And that wasn't me that said that.
And that's for Terry.
Mm.
Well, listen, DVDs by, the Extras DVD is out now, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
You should have mentioned
it. Yes, it is. It is actually, yeah.
It features all of the episodes of Extras, including behind the scenes footage, I'm making this up, but I'm sure I'm right. A documentary.
It is, yeah, no, it's,
commentary.
Commentary, no, it's, we've done a documentary with us commenting about it and introducing clips and that. It's sort of like a I Love Extras by Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant.
Is it outtakes?
Outtakes, yeah, lots of outtakes.
Deleted scenes?
About 27 minutes of outtakes. There were hours, because I ruin every take.
That's what I said, and it's mainly you.
Putting people off, yeah. And me ruining it, laughing, or trying to, just ruining someone's close-up. So yeah, so you see the megastars brought, you know, ridiculed.
And Ross Kemp?
Yep, Ross Kemp's on it, yeah.
Brilliant. It's out now, go and buy it. And if you want to be a, an extra in extras, if you want to be, Ricky?
What?
In extras.
Available now on DVD.
Send us your name and where you're from to 81199, but start it with the word extras.
I've got to go and open the shop. I'll see you later.
I know.
Cheers, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Don't, just sit there, though. Okay. Pretend to go. I'll fade you out.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Would you walk out with your fingers? Do you have lead feet?
Oh, what's that on the telly? What is that?
It's a Jeremy Kyle show.
Jeremy Kyle.
He always has people like that on.
Oh.
Moving on. Ricky Gervais is going to give away four chances to be in extras. The next series, Series 2. We will explain all tomorrow, but if you'd like to register, send us an email now with your name and where you're from and start it with the word extras. That's E-X-T-R-A-S. Thank you. Start your message with the word extras, put your name and where you're from, and send it to 81199. You could be hanging out with Ricky Gervais and maybe Stephen Merchant. Not Tom Cruise, though. He's not confirmed, is he?
Madonna's not confirmed either.
Yeah, no.
Or Brad Pitt.
He seemed very keen to put us in it, so maybe he's not looking as good as he did last series. I don't know. But if you want to be in it, text the word extras. And then your name and where you're from to 81199, and you could be winning a part tomorrow to be in the next series. Beautiful. Right, Colin Edith at one, or is it one or the other?
Both, isn't it?
Joe Wiley is next, though. I can't wait. We're back tomorrow.